Where did hippies live when they were here?
Well, the hippies lived down the 10th Street area, down around Piedmont Park in that area down in there. And they lived where they could live commune style, and it was permissible down there because that's where most of them lived. If that group of fellows would come into a section like this, well, the people would get them out. Yeah, you know, they would protest, and the owner of the place would have to stop.
When you were growing up, and maybe still now, you had some especially good friends.
Oh, yeah.
And you might have had one special one. What would you call him or her?
Well, that's my best friend.
And when you were growing up, did you have any older people who weren't necessarily related to you, and who were almost as close as a parent? And I don't mean a step.
Oh, yeah. Some of my, see, as I say, I was, well, when I was a little fella, my dad had a friend. He was Johnson Lattimore. He was a George Power Company line foreman. And he and my daddy used to raise chickens, game chickens, and hogs together. Mm-hmm. And the man was so good to me. A nickel back in those days was a big money to me. And he'd give me the nickel and take up time and talk with me. And I just, man, I love that man. And when I found out that he came by to see my dad, you know, several times when my dad was sick, and right after my dad died, he knocked on the door. My stepmother didn't know who it was. And when she told him that Nathan died, that's what they called my dad, and the man stood there and cried. Mm-hmm. But he was a good friend of mine. Me as a little boy, mm-hmm. I just idolized him.
What did you call him, any special name?
I called him Mr. Lattimore, mm-hmm. Mr. John. Mm-hmm. And he was a fine fellow. And then when I got grown, when I was in high school, there was a one-eyed fella, he's still living today. He told me how he got his eye shot out of him. Shot an empty cartridge with 22 and it flipped backwards and hit him in the eye and put his eye when he was a youngster. But his daddy was a steel worker with Atlantic Steel in Livermore on 14th Street. I think he still lives alive. But that man used to go fishing with my two uncles that raised me after my mother died. And they lived in the house with my grandfather. And I shared a room with my grandfather, but my aunt and uncle. But this was their friend. And they used to go fishing, and he'd take me with them when I was a little old boy. And he taught me a lot about fishing and hunting. And he'd talk with me, had time to talk with me. And one day I remember he used to kid me. And I got real upset at him. And I got mad, and he called me back and sat me down on the bench beside him. He said, "Come here, Roe. I have a multitude of nicknames. And, you know, Wendy's a nickname." And so he said, "Sit down here. We'll talk to you." I sat down and he said, "Listen." He said, "You got mad at me a while ago when I was teasing you." And he said, "I'm going to tell you something that'll help you remember this as you grow old." He said, "When somebody kids and jokes and kids with you, said they like it." And says, "Don't get mad. But if a person doesn't joke and kid and go on with you, you leave them alone, speak and be nice and go on. He doesn't particularly care for you. And so don't get mad at the one that takes up time to kid and joke with you because he says he loves you." Hmm. And you know, I remember that. And that is true, Charles.
That was nice.
It really is.
What did you call him? Did you have any special name for him?
We called him Mr. Shaw. His name was Shaw Smith, and I used to call him Mr. Shaw.
When you were growing up, there were probably a whole bunch of kids you played around with all the time.
Uh-huh.
Did you have any special name for that kind of group?
No, we just say our buddies.
What do you call a bunch of kids out roaming or something like that?
I just say a bunch of boys.
Or a bunch of teenagers.
Just a bunch of boys out roaming.
Now this probably doesn't apply because I happen to know it's mainly concerned with the black custom. But I'm going to ask it anyway.